The Junior Livestock Expo rewards young and old. Thanks for being with us again, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I'm ecstatic. I'm shocked. I've never had this before in my life, and I love it.
17-year-old Hannah Forbes of Wilson County won Grand Champion Market Steer at the Tennessee Junior Livestock Expo being held this week at Middle Tennessee State University in Murfreesboro. Hannah began showing cattle at Expo when she got in the fourth grade, and while it's been a long time coming, she finally got to the top, something her two older brothers and her mother Melinda worked very hard for as well.
A lot to it, and as far as the way I feel about this is a culmination of a long time of work. We got the right calf, and we fed him right, and she worked with him, and here we are.
Now, Hannah plans to use the money she earns from the sale of this Grand Champion steer and put towards another entry for next year's Expo, her last year of eligibility. And she encourages other young 4-H'ers and FFA members to get involved in the livestock program.
I would definitely encourage it. You get a lot of experience. You learn responsibility. You have fun doing it. It's hard work, but you love it.
There are some 300 kids showing, about 600 head of cattle this week at Expo. State coordinator Dr. Jim Neal of UT Extension says, obviously, the focus is on the kids.
You know, I want people, when a kid walks in the show ring here, I want people to say, look at that youngster, see how he's progressed, rather than saying, look at that steer or look at that lamb, you know, what a good lamb it is. Look at the other end of the halter, what a good kid, what a good youth that is. What has benefited that youngster being in the program? What has he or she gained? That's what's important. That's what makes this an institution. That's what makes it good.
Now, this is the 38th year for the Tennessee Junior Livestock Expo. The beef events conclude today, and the sheep events will be held next week in Cookeville. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.